is day three of the Virginia Film Festival. We are in a very active filmmakers lounge here on the downtown mall. We've got people everywhere. But the person sitting across from me is Jeff Consiglio, who is a producer and editor of Best and Most Beautiful Things, which screens Sunday at 5 o'clock at the Violet Crown. Jeff, thanks for coming by. I know you literally just arrived.
I just got out of the car.
You got out of the car, you walked in here, and someone grabbed you and said, come back here and talk to this schmo.
That's right.
Yeah. So thank you very much for coming by. You are, as it turns out, Academy Award-winning documentary film editor.
Of sorts, yes, as a matter of fact. You know, technically, I always have to do this. I kind of buzzkill the moment. But the two directors of the film that won the Oscars, Sean Fine and Andrea Nixfine, are the Academy Award winners.
I was the editor of the film.
So I didn't get to really walk away with a statuette, I got to hold it all night long.
Okay, there you go. So it's not holding a door open at your house.
Right,
or
no, it's
you
not
don't use it to crush
open.
Walnuts.
No, it's holding a door open at someone else's house.
But fair enough. You got to hold it for a few minutes.
Right.
The film that brings you here to the Virginia Film Festival this year is Best and Most Beautiful Things. Again, airs Sunday at 5 o'clock at the Violet Crown. Tell us about the film and your subject, Michelle Smith.
This is a coming-of-age story about a young legally blind girl from rural Maine. She lives in Bangor, Maine, mm-hmm. kind of off a dirt road. She is on the autism spectrum. And she's one of the most incredibly vibrant, interesting, fascinating people you'll ever meet.
Hmm.
She had a very promising high school period at this prestigious blind school called Perkins School for the Blind in Boston.
Sure.
Everything looked great for her. And when she left that school, there really isn't anything in society to help the differently abled people integrate into society. So she hit what they call the cliff, where she ends up living in her room with nothing to do. And because she has a certain amount of vision, she can get very close to her computer and see things in the computer.
Okay.
So she connects with the world through her computer. And we followed her for a course of about 4 to 5 years as she found her way out into the world and found her community and her sense of empowerment and discovered who she is.
So the documentary takes place, you said, over a period of 4 to 5 years?
The director of the film, Garrett Zavitas, followed her for almost a total of 5 years.
Wow.
Right. We end up featuring about 2 years of her life in the film,
mm-hmm.
because they turned out to be the most interesting. She ends up discovering herself through an online kink and fetish BDSM community. So she kind of finds her way to exist in the world through these, some would call fringe community people who mm-hmm. actually embraced her, and it gave her her confidence and her strength.
So anybody of that age, as they leave home and go out in the world, needs to kind of discover themselves and find their community. But she has obviously some extra hurdles that she has to
right.
overcome. As a filmmaker, How do you document someone's life and not and resist the temptation to get involved in it?
To try to help her out?
Yeah.
It's a very tight line to
yeah.
walk. First
yeah.
of all, if you come see this film, which I hope you do, you will fall in love with Michelle. I promise you that you will fall in love with her, as
mm-hmm.
we all did,
mm-hmm.
as I did as soon as Garrett knocked on my door and said, I have this movie, are you interested? And I looked at her and said, oh my God, I'm interested. And when you fall in love with someone like Michelle Smith, yes, you want to take her under your wing, you want to do everything you can to help her. And as a documentarian, you can't do that.
That's right.
We have
That's
to
one
step
of the rules.
Back and observe.
Mm-hmm.
But ironically, by making the film, we knew that we were going to somehow help her. We're going to get her out into the world and give her a platform upon which she can stand to try to then take her own step forward. You know, the rule of thumb always is, you know, someone is down on the ground, you never want to pick them up. What you want to do is help them to stand up on their own, because you need to give them the opportunity to learn how to stand. Same is true for Michelle. We need to give her the opportunity to learn how to be independent in
yeah.
the world. So she's doing it. First of all, she's a force of nature, and she is forging her way into the world without our help. But by creating the film, we're creating an opportunity for her to speak to people and demonstrate what she can do. And that's where we kind of draw the line.
Yeah. Yeah. The film, again, is Best and Most Beautiful Things, screens tomorrow, Sunday, 5 p.m. at the Violet Crown. Now, you're going to be here along with the director, Garrett Savitas.
Garrett Savitas, yes.
And Michelle Smith.
Michelle Smith and her mother, Julie.
Her mother, Julie.
Which features very prominently in the film as well. Okay. And Michelle is a crowd stealer. People love her when she speaks at the end of the film, so if you're thinking about coming, I encourage that you do and stay for the Q&A.
And have you personally been... Has this film been going to other festivals, and have you been at other screenings and seen how audiences react to the film and maybe to the presence of Michelle?
Yes. We premiered at South by Southwest in March, and we have since gone on an incredible ride through, I can't even count how many festivals now. We went down to South America, to Bogota, Colombia, went to Cayman Islands, we went to San Francisco a couple of times, New York, Maine, Boston, Florida, Dallas, Vermont, Philly, we've been all over, and Michelle has been to almost every single festival, and every single time she gets up on stage and just creates love. In a recent film festival in Vermont, it was one of the few times she couldn't make it, and so they Skyped her in.
Oh, really?
She was large on the screen, and she said, "I want the whole audience to hug me right now," and everybody in the audience raised their arms.
Oh, man.
Who she is. Yeah. She gives spontaneous hugs at every screening, so it's wonderful to see.
So when you're finished with the festival circuit, do you have distribution plans for this film? Sorry, it's a Hollywood question. And for people who are listening to this podcast and missed the screening, God forbid, or want to see it a second time, where can they go to find out information about the film?
We do have distribution. Mm-hmm. We are going to be airing on the PBS in the PBS universe on Independent Lens January 2nd.
Oh, good.
We also are doing a short theatrical run in New York and Los Angeles in mm-hmm. December. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be available on iTunes in December.
Nice.
And we have some other things that are coming down the pike that we can't quite talk about yet.
Okay.
But in 2017, we will be available pretty far and wide. So if you want to follow this film, we have a website, bestandmostbeautifulthings.com.
Perfect.
And that's, by the way, best and most beautiful, not the best and most beautiful.
No, that's a completely different film.
Right, that's it. You don't want to go to that film. But bestandmostbeautifulthings.com, we have a newsletter there, which we really do not abuse in any way. We only send out screening information. And you can, by the way, just follow us on the website. But if you sign up, you'll get all the notices about where the film's going to play and when. It will become available for a wide variety of people very soon.
Well, I'm going to have to check it out. I hope everybody checks it out. I hope everybody comes to the screening of Best and Most Beautiful Things.
Yes, come and meet Michelle.
Yeah, one last time, Sunday, 5 p.m. at the Violet Crown. Thank you so much for coming by.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me. I love it here.
You all 10 feet that you've seen of Charlotte.
But it's a beautiful 10 feet. I can look down the street, and I'm ready to jump on it.
It is. Okay. Well, I think we need to finish this and both go clear our throats. Thank you much for coming by, and good luck at the screening tomorrow.
Thank you very much.